I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp will travel to South Korea at the end of the month for his first international economic development mission since he was elected. The governor will announce the details of the trip at the Capitol this afternoon. According to state officials, South Korean firms have invested $2 billion in Georgia over the past year, and several other investments from South Korean companies are in the state's prospect pipeline. Well, the federal government will not be opening a facility to house migrant children in Georgia after initially considering the state. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
Fort Benning near Columbus was one of several potential sites that federal officials toured last week in the search for more space to house unaccompanied migrant children. The Office of Refugee Resettlement says it will instead send those children to an Army base in Oklahoma. Existing shelters are still struggling to deal with an influx of immigrants at the southern border. The new facility at Fort Still will be capable of holding 1,400 kids. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The federal corruption investigation of former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's administration at City Hall is expanding. Now Reed's former chief financial officer, Jim Beard, is the subject of another subpoena. This one seeks records related to gun purchases, travel reimbursements, and payroll compensation. The AJC reports that documents show Beard used his city credit card to buy four firearms without providing the city with receipts and improperly charged travel expenses to his card. Other city employees and top aides to Mayor Reed have also been under scrutiny. His chief purchasing officer and deputy chief of staff have pleaded guilty to taking bribes from city construction contractors. And the former EEO coordinator for the city of Augusta has filed a federal lawsuit accusing the city of firing her in retaliation for protecting workers' rights. Jacqueline Humphrey was terminated in 2015. Earlier that year, Humphrey investigated and substantiated an EEO complaint by a utility supervisor. Her investigations led to the city employee receiving a settlement. The suit claims that Humphrey was verbally reprimanded by the commission for her actions and later fired. A former commissioner told the Augusta Chronicle that some city officials saw her as being more concerned with employee welfare than the financial health of the consolidated government. Federal authorities say they've seized more than 47 pounds of cocaine and arrested two people during a warehouse raid in Augusta last week. The drugs were in shipping containers from the port of Savannah. The seizure and arrests are part of renewed efforts to scrutinize shipments coming into the port. Since October, authorities have seized nearly 3,000 pounds of cocaine worth at least $53 million. And downtown Augusta is booming thanks to the Georgia Cyber Center. It's part of an effort to turn Augusta into a cyber technology hub. And residents are already seeing the difference.
And nobody wants to hear the word gentrification happen in their neighborhood. But some of these developers are buying up multiple properties, tearing down dilapidated houses and creating kind of an economic boom.
You can find out more about that on All Things Considered later this afternoon. And in sports, bolstered by five home runs by Braves hitters, Atlanta defeated Pittsburgh 7-5 last night. The victory puts Atlanta in a tie for first place with the Philadelphia Phillies. The two teams have identical records, 38 wins and 29 losses. The Braves and the Pirates play again tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch is at 7:20 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.